Dutch government issued a project request to invest about 20 million euros in Ghana under what they call the Ghana wash window, which was essentially an opportunity for companies like Water Health to present proposals to the Dutch government to invest the money. And it was a very competitive process. They got over 22 project requests, and they made they funded, I think, 5 or 6. So we were one of the bigger ones for about $7.5 million. And we will be creating 85 centers like this that you see behind me all around the country. About 40 of them will be in the Ashanti region, and the rest will be in the other parts of the country. And overall, we'll impact about 2 million people. So as you know, we charge a small fee to purchase the water, and we use the revenues from the water to make sure that the operations and maintenance are done properly. The quality control, as we discussed earlier, we hire people from the local community to become operators here, so we pay them, and we use basically the water revenues to make sure the whole operation is sustainable. So the community selection, like Efidwase, is based on certain criteria that we have as a company. And when we go into any community, we send a feasibility team to assess the opportunity in the community. So there's population, there's ability to pay, there's need, there's a water situation, all of that goes into our assessment criteria. And then based on that, we select the community. And then once we build it, then we do education in the community, we do marketing, we do branding to convince people to purchase the water. And really, as we said earlier, we want to move people away from the sachet to this water, which is, you know, better quality. You can see it being purified in front of you. You know where the water is coming from, and the price is also a lot cheaper.